Well, as we continue the Christmas celebration in the Catholic Church, you will get a wonderful preview today of the next Glory of the Mass. On his show every week, Terry Ross brings you a deeper understanding of the Holy Mass. And on the Glory of the Mass, he explores the rich history of beautiful sacred music within the Catholic liturgy. Terry is joining me today because, wow, we have another beautiful celebration as we move through this Christmas season. It is the celebration of Epiphany. Good morning, Terry. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, as always.
Terry, coming off of all of the Masses that we have for Christmas, and then we move into the Feast of the Holy Family, and now Epiphany, it would seem like you would probably have quite a bit of music and quite a few composers that you get to choose from. Did you find that case?
Very much so. I have a big file that I go through when I'm planning each show to see what I've already done and what I haven't done yet. And I look for composers, if I can, who I haven't introduced yet on this show. That's not always possible, and sometimes it's not desirable. Like today, for this Epiphany show, I have a Mass written specifically for Epiphany by a great composer, Tomás Luis de Victoria. And it would be a shame to pass that over in favor of some unknown. So that's what we're hearing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about this special feast day. It is Epiphany. It is the visit of the wise men to the Christ child. What do you have to preview in this week's episode?
Well, the thing that's interesting about it is that they call it the Magnum Mysterium, the mystery time, because why is it that the first creatures to see the Christ child were animals and not human beings? And so that's sort of the mystery of the O Magnum Mysterium. It's a touching little story. And and of course, then we also have the three kings coming from the land of Sheba, I guess. They call it Saba in literature. If you can name those three priests, you get a special prize.
I could probably name a couple of them. I think that there is Melchior, perhaps a Balthazar, and the third one is going to escape me today.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I don't know the names.
Well, something for all of us to look up before we listen to this week's Glory of the Mass, mm-hmm. a special celebration for the Feast of the Epiphany. So tell us about, you said that you had picked this particular composer because, well, you just couldn't pass him up, and he's been featured on previous episodes of the Glory of the Mass.
More than any other composer.
Yes.
I've played more pieces by Victoria than any other composer because he's one of the very greatest of the Renaissance composers.
Now, where is he originating from?
Spain.
Okay.
Central Spain.
And with the Mass that you are playing for us today, is that something that would have been, perhaps like we have talked about before, where a church or a diocese or someplace would have commissioned him to write this special Mass specifically for the Epiphany?
They may have done that, yes, or he may have just been on the payroll anyway and went ahead, and this is just part of his normal duties. I'm not sure about this particular Mass, but it's certainly written for this specific feast, the Feast of the Epiphany.
How incredible would it be? I look at all of the hard work that our music ministers do in putting together Masses every Sunday for us to sing with, but to have a great composer, and perhaps somewhere in the world today, there is a composer writing Masses that in the year's future, well, they'll be as famous as Tomás Victoria. Terry Ross is joining me today as we preview a special Mass for the Epiphany. Well, along with this time of year, we get to also play some beautiful carols. And there were many carols that were written to be played also in Mass.
That's right. Especially during the octave of Christmas, into which Epiphany falls. I'm using two carols on this particular show. The first, Noel, which you heard a little bit of at the beginning of this show, of this interview. And another one called Bethlehem Down, which is a very beautiful carol.
Now, define for me the term carol, because I think the only time that I hear songs referred to as a carol deal with Christmas songs. But can a carol be any type of a certain song, or is that a name specific for the songs that we sing at Christmas time?
That's a good question, and I don't really know the answer to that, I'm sorry to say. I'm going to look it up, though. I guess you could have an Easter carol. or some other kind of carol. I don't know.
Oh, I have stumped the master. Oh, that is incredible. Terry Ross' wealth of knowledge can be heard every week here at Mater Dei Radio as he brings forward beautiful sacred liturgical music in his show, The Glory of the Mass. We are previewing today, well, the Feast of the Epiphany. Well, Terry, this version of the First Noel is being offered by Westminster Cathedral Choir, but it's not the Westminster Abbey. Explain the difference.
Westminster Abbey is an Anglican operation. Westminster Cathedral is the main Catholic cathedral of London, and it's a beautiful building with wonderful acoustics, a very high ceiling, and it's just a completely different thing than Westminster Abbey.
Wow. Well, you know, and when you hear this rendition of the First Noel, well, you get a good sense about how beautiful the acoustics are. Here is the First Noel by Westminster Cathedral Choir. Well, talk about all of the pomp and circumstance. Boy, the finest musicians, it sounds like, are there ready to sing this beautiful song. I think that's the first time that perhaps I've heard big organs and trumpets on Glory of the Mass. But boy, how recently have those types of instruments been used in liturgical music?
The organ has been used in liturgical music for a long time. And those weren't trumpets you heard. That was the organ.
Oh.
With his trumpet stops. We can play notes that sound like a trumpet.
Of course.
The organ is very good at imitating a trumpet.
You know, Terry, I had the great privilege of being able to visit quite a few churches in and around Lisbon, Portugal. And I actually took pictures of a very old church that had a massive organ. And what I took pictures of were that some of the pipes were exactly in the shape of trumpets. They were actually pointing straight out and open. Just like a trumpet. And now I understand that is what you are hearing.
Yep, that's right.
Well, Terry, it's been a wonderful opportunity talking to you. Boy, just hearing that, I am hoping that many of our listeners will download the Hail Mary Media app, listen to the Glory of the Mass for the Feast of the Epiphany. And while they're there, they can also definitely check out all of your past episodes. Terry, it's been another wonderful year talking to you, another wonderful year of episodes from the Glory of the Mass. Thank you so much for all of your time today. We look forward to talking with you again in 2022.
Excellent. I look forward to it also.
And again, that is Terry Ross, his show, The Glory of the Mass. You can listen to it every weekend, Saturdays at 4 o'clock and Sundays at 2 o'clock. And you can find the playlist and his past episodes if you go to our webpage, materdeiradio.com.